News Talk 1620 WTAW, continuing the coverage of today's announcement by NM President Bowen Lofton that he will step down in that post in mid-January. Had the opportunity to visit with A&M System Chancellor John Sharp. This is not the first time since you became Chancellor. You've been in the middle of filling a presidency within the system, but obviously this is probably the most significant since we're talking about the flagship school.
Right, no doubt about it. It'll be a critical choice and big shoes to fill.
Your life has probably been made much easier by having Dr. Lofton in as you took over your current position.
You bet. I mean, he's been great to work with. You know, whenever we disagree, we always do it in a good fashion and come up to it with a conclusion that's good for A&M. He's been great to work with in merging the Health Science Center into the university and strengthening that research program there. Been great to work with the law school acquisition, which we hope to close in the next 30-40 days. And I'm just glad we're going to have him around till January 13th to finish those projects. And wouldn't be too bad to put a national championship ring on his finger before he leaves. But we'll see how that works out.
I was thinking about all the other construction and all the academic things or some other examples, the engineering initiative that's getting off the ground and the Campus Point housing and what's been going on with the core renovations and the liberal arts building. There just seems to have been a whole lot of things happen in the last 3 or 4 years.
You bet. We're going to miss Bowen, but we're glad that he's going to stay. One of the things that he told me he wanted to do, aside from teaching, and there isn't anybody on the campus that loves students more than Bowen does, and I think he misses not being in a classroom with them, but he also told me he wants to start an institute to do research, and I'm going to do everything I can to provide him with the resources to do that and get it approved through the engineering school and through the regents and things like that. And he has an awful lot to offer. I'm glad that he's staying all the way to January 13th because we still have a law school to close, which is another 30-40 days, that we still have the completion and all the things involved in Health Science Center merging into the university. And there's just lots of projects that Bowen and I are working on together some of which will reach fulfillment during the time that he's still there. So I'm thankful he agreed to wait until the end of football season to leave. And nothing would please me better, not to put pressure on the coach or anything, but nothing would please me better than to be able to put a national championship ring on his finger about a week before he left, but we'll see how that happens.
And you made reference to his popularity with students. I came to town just a couple of months after he was named president on a permanent basis and noticed the number of likes on his Facebook page may have been in the hundreds. Now it's in the thousands.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's ever been anybody that's more popular and more attuned to the students and just plain popular with the students than Bowen has been, you know, certainly at least since I've been here. And so, and he was a good partner up until last night when we got when the city council approved the Kyle Field partnership with A&M on facilities usage. And so we've worked real well together. And I will tell you, I'm going to go to the board in August with as generous a separation package as I can. I don't, you know, in the past, A&M and all of us have always done these great separation packages for presidents that we fired. I think that sends the wrong signal. We ought to do the same thing for presidents that have done a good job and send that message to the world out there that if you come here and you give us, you know, 4 or 5 good years as a president, which is about all we can expect somebody humanly to do, there'll be a reward at the end of that. So I'm going to ask the Regents in August to do just that, including helping him with that institute he wants to create.
It sounds like Dr. Lofton, whoever follows him, is going to be a tough act to follow.
Yeah, I think so. I think it will. It sure will be in terms of dealing with the students and getting along with the students and things like that. What the timeline probably is we will, when everybody gets back in September and gets settled, we'll start talking about putting together a search committee. That search committee will obviously include faculty and former students and other stakeholders within the university. And it will be a full-blown nationwide search. We welcome all who believe that they're qualified to be president of this great institution, and we're going to try to pick the best president for the future of Texas A&M that we can possibly find on this planet.
Thanks again to A&M System Chancellor John Sharp for the visit. That follows today's announcement by A&M President Bowen Lofton that he is stepping down to return to the classroom in mid-January of next year. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.